Okay, today's reading comes from Exodus 3. We found on page 36. Moses and the burning bush. One day, Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. "This is amazing," Moses said to himself. "Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go see it." When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, "Moses, Moses." "Here I am," Moses replied. "Do not come any closer," the Lord warned. "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord told him, "I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites now live. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abuse them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt." But Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" God answered, "I will be with you. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain." But Moses protested, "If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what should I tell them?" God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am, has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, Jambo. In Africa, before you start talking, you have to greet people. So that's how we do it. And also, before you speak before people, you have to say whether you're married or not. So I'm married to Senorina, and I have two children, Joshua and Caleb. Joshua is 6 years, Caleb is 3 years. So I'm happy to be here this morning. I arrived last Friday on 10th of June, but I've been moving all over England, and I've now become an Englishman. Last week I was given an English soccer team jersey. So I'm an Englishman, and of course lots of English food. And also in Kenya, we know more about the English Premier League than our local league. We know Manchester United, Arsenal, Chelsea, Leicester City, Aston Villa, Norwich City, Watford City. But Woking doesn't have a soccer team in the Premier League, Woking City. So, and I support Chelsea. Yes, yes. And my wife supports Manchester United. So when they are playing, we always on different parts. So last week, one of the past friends knew that I support Chelsea, so he gave me a Chelsea jersey. My speaking today, thank you, Reverend Katie, for your welcome, and also the church leadership for allowing me to come here and God bless you so much. I'm speaking on God's call to mission. God's call to mission, and my sermon is from the reading in Exodus chapter number 3 that has been read to us, and I'm sure that you've done chapter number 1, chapter number 2, where we see children of Israel being oppressed. Chapter 2, Moses is born. And chapter 3, Moses is called by God. And we want to look at why was Moses called. God called Moses because in verse 7 of Exodus, God says, chapter 3, verse 7, I observed the misery of my people. God saw the children of Israel suffering. They were suffering. They were slaves. And their misery reached God. And I want us for a moment to reflect. Being in slavery is not the easiest thing. I've talked to some of the descendants of the freed slave in Kenya, you know, and they tell us how their fathers were oppressed. As a slave, you have no freedom. As a slave, you have no dignity. As a slave, you have no right. So you can imagine the children of Israel, the suffering they were going through. And we need to remember this time that these were children of the promise. This was a nation that was called by God. Yet they were going through this suffering. So God heard their cries. That reminds us that as we cry to God, God is so faithful. He'll always hear us as we call on him. So when they cry to him, God calls Moses. And the first reaction to Moses is shock. Who? Me? You know, Moses is shocked because he had run away from Pharaoh. You can imagine you're running away from a person who is looking for you. So Moses told by God, I'm sending you. In verse 10, I'm sending you. Moses shocked. I mean, me? No way. Also, he's shocked because he's a tired old shepherd, you know, having been in the wilderness for 40 years, you know, tending over sheep. So the first reaction is, I'm not going there. But God assures him, I am who I am. This is the first time we are seeing God expressing his covenant name. I am who I am. I am compared to none. God is assuring Moses of his sovereignty, that I am God who I am. And many people have been called by God, always in the scripture, always react differently. Gideon was called by God. What was the reaction? I am the weakest. I am the weakest. I am the weakest. Jeremiah was called by God. What did he say? I am only a young child. So God responds to Moses' objection and says, I'll help you. I'll protect you. I shall be with you. Fear not. Fear not. Another challenge for Moses was, how can I trust a God who is loving and then is leading people to suffer? So Moses is faced with all those challenges. And I believe all of us, when you are called, you have our own perception. When God calls us, we react differently. We act differently. God has a mission to save his people. God's mission is to save the lost. God's mission is to make himself known to the world. God's mission is to free humanity. And he's sending you. He's not sending Moses now. He's sending you and me. And Moses changed after the burning bush experience. You know, after the burning bush, Moses is a changed person. Moses realized after the burning bush experience that there's a God who hears, there's a God who sees, there's a God who sends weak, inadequate people and accepts no excuses. When he sends you, God accepts no excuses. Don't say, I'm weak, you know, I cannot do this, I am busy working in London, I cannot go. I'm so busy, you know. God, when God sends you, he accepts no excuses. I am who I am. He has given you the life. He has given you everything that you need. I keep on reminding my students that when God sends you, don't give an excuse. Go. because he has sent you. And God's mission is to use you to fulfill his desire to save the world. And throughout scripture, when God wants to fulfill his mission, he uses people. He uses us. So God calls us to the whole world. When we meet God, when we get our burning bush, our vision changes. We need to meet our burning bush. That means an experience with God. When Moses had an experience with God, all these excuses were not acceptable. Have you had a burning bush experience? Have you met God? When you meet God, then God is calling you to go out for mission. Because the world is in full of slavery and oppression. God calls us for mission because the world is slave to sin instead of being slave to righteousness. I can tell you, people are dying in sin, even around here. What are you doing? People do not know the Lord. They are in bondage and addiction of many other things. What are you doing? God is sending you. Go. God is sending you. Go. Don't say, you sent Moses, not me. God is sending you. And the scripture is very clear, Romans 10:14. How will they know if no one speaks to them? How will they know if no one preaches to them? How will they know if we don't go out? Go. That is God's message. He's calling us for mission to preach the gospel, because Jesus Christ came to proclaim liberty to the captive. People are in captivity. People are living in sin. When was the last time you shared about Jesus Christ? When was the last time you talked about the saving power of Jesus Christ? You shared the gospel. As a Christian, you are saved, or you are called not to sit, but to go out and serve. As a Christian, you're not called to be a spectator. You're not going to be a spectator. You know, most of us like being spectators. You know, I love watching soccer, so I'm a spectator. I don't play in the field. In Christian, when you are called to go out and preach the gospel. Jesus Christ's mission was to heal the brokenhearted. He's using you. He's calling you to go out and show love to the world. Jesus Christ is calling you to show love to the other people. I'm imagining Jesus Christ, when he fed the 5,000 people, he told them, I'm the bread of life. Jesus Christ, he's using you today to express the same love he did. To the people walking in great darkness, Jesus Christ is saying, go and be the light. For those people who are lost, Jesus is saying, go and be a good shepherd to them. For those who are hopeless, Jesus is saying, I'm sending you to give them hope. How many of us spend even time to go and talk to people who are stressed? How many of us spend time to go to the streets and speak to the homeless? Go. That's our call this morning. The world is slave to sin. God is calling us to speak and preach about the gospel. In Africa, we are crazy about preaching the gospel. All over the streets, people are preaching and shouting. You may think you're mad. And I say to myself, you better call me, I'm mad for Jesus Christ. Because that's what I'm called to do. Go out. Every opportunity, speak about the gospel. Every opportunity, talk about Jesus. Every opportunity, sing about Jesus. I wake up, Jesus. I sleep, Jesus. I'm in the expensive London suburb train. I speak about Jesus. So we need to speak about Jesus all the time, because you are called. You are called by your lifestyle and preaching. Also, people are in oppression. God has called you to free people from oppression. The world is full of injustice. Like I said, most African countries, corruption is the other name. God is calling us to speak about oppression, racial discrimination. God has called you to preach and talk about it. And God, when God calls you, this is what I want to warn you. Don't tell anyone. I want to warn you. When God calls you, he calls you out of your comfort zone. Yes. Because Moses was comfortable being a shepherd. He was comfortable. But how do I go? How do I go to Pharaoh? So God, when God calls you, he calls you out of the comfort of your living room. When God calls you, he calls you out of the comfort that you have to go out. And we love being in our comfort zone. For those who've been to Africa, they bear witness to this, that life is not so good. And I was told, I don't know whether it's true, for me when I come to UK, I see heaven. Nice roads, I mean, perfect. Nice railway station, perfect. But we may not complain that God has not given us enough. But God is calling you to come out of your comfort zone. Like Moses was told, come out of his comfort in the wilderness where he was tending sheep and was very comfortable to go out and preach about injustice, to preach about human trafficking. Because the devil's work is to kill, destroy, and kill. But God has come through Jesus Christ that we may have life and have abundant life. And that life, that image of God in man can be restored through you by being sent. You've been sent. God's call is go out and I will be with you. The words of Jesus Christ says in Matthew 14:18, come and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. When Jesus calls you, he does not call you just to a life of being in a temple seated, probably just being there. He's calling you to a life of active discipleship. Active discipleship is all about serving Jesus Christ. That's what God needs. And we serve God in various capacity. Jesus Christ also calls us on the day of Pentecost and he says, you go, become a mission center. Preach the gospel. In Acts 1:8, go out. You don't need to be a full-time minister to be called. You can be in God's mission in whatever capacity you are. You can be sent in whatever capacity. You don't need to be a dog scholar to be a minister. You don't need to be a bishop, right reverend, or left reverend to be called. You don't need to be an Archbishop of Canterbury to go out for mission. You don't need to be a bishop of Anglican Church in Kenya to be called for mission. God, so long as you're a Christian, God has called you for mission. You can be involved in any capacity. You can give your time. You can give, above all, prayer, your resources. Living for God's mission means participating in the life of bringing people to Christ. And as a church, you have the potential to do that. I was walking yesterday with Reverend Katie, and I said, why can't we plant another church? Go out, plant another church here. We can. This church can plant another church. Let us not be our comfort zone, that we can come and listen to good music. Go out. Go out there. Plant churches there. We are competing in Kenya who plants more churches. That's what we are doing. Go out. Come out of your comfort zone. Don't say, I need to have theological training. Don't need theological training to go out. You don't need to have a master's in theology and biblical studies to go out for mission. When you participate in mission, the glory of God is proclaimed. What are you doing this morning? God called Moses. He has called you because by coming to church, he has called you. You are called to serve, not to sit. That's what we are called in whatever capacity. Let us give ourselves to God. Because if we give ourselves to God, then God will use us. Moses was used by God after meeting God. Let us not give up our call to mission. It is my prayer that God grants us vision to see that we are all called for mission. And God will be with you. When God calls you for mission, He is with you, He protects you, He walks with you. Mission is for all of us, irrespective of our age and status. In conclusion, God called Moses. He has called you. You are the Moses of today, and there are many forms of oppression that you need to fight in this world. He'll give you the power. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the vision. He'll give you what you need to be able to go for mission. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for reminding us that you've called us for mission. And when you call, you strengthen us. Heavenly Father, I want to pray this morning. Father, you will strengthen us as a church to understand that you've called us for mission. We pray for strength. We pray for renewed vision, Lord, that as we go out for mission, our Lord and our God, I am who I am, you'll be with us. Help us, Heavenly Father, we beseech you. For this we pray in Jesus Christ's name.